90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, welcome to Live and Local, a show featuring live songs from local musicians. The Blasting Room, a Fort Collins recording studio with over 80 years of combined music industry experience, is sponsoring this episode. Modern, a local indie pop duo, has joined me tonight, and they will start off the live set with their song, Complicated. Modern is in the KCSU studio. Coming up now is No Saint. Thanks for listening. Just picking 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Welcome back to Live and Local. This show is lucky enough to be sponsored by The Blasting Room, a recording studio in town you can learn more about by visiting theblastingroom.com. We just heard Complicated and No Saint by Modern. They're an indie pop duo who have been around for about a year. One might say they're pretty modern. Both members are here today, and we have Sophia on the drums and Charlie on the vocals. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no problem. And this is your first interview, which is pretty fun. That's like kind of cool. How did you guys meet?
We met in school. I think we first met when we were in like fourth grade. This is our third.
Fourth grade? Whoa, that's a while back.
Yeah. This is our third band that we've been in together.
Nice. Were there other people in the other bands, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And those are no longer.
No.
Nice.
Creative differences.
Difference. No, that's respectable. Yeah, I feel like that happens a lot, honestly. I don't know. You guys met in third, fourth grade, something like that. You were in a few different bands, and now you're in a band called Modern. Mm-hmm. What inspired the name for this one? I feel like it's quite a hipster name.
Oh.
Because it's spelled M-O-D-R-N, you know?
Well, we just want to be able to be found on Google, you know?
Right. That's the goal.
So true.
Is there an interesting backstory behind the name or not really?
No.
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. It was like the band we had before, we sort of broke off and did it, the two of us, because we wanted to make like more pop music.
Right.
And so modern.
Modern. Pop is modern. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Right. And the other bands you were in, how many members were in those?
It was always three.
Oh, three.
Yeah.
So like
we had another
drums,
had
a guitar.
Yeah.
And then another guitar.
I was playing bass, and then we had a guitarist.
True. Oh, so you can play bass too. That's cool.
Yeah.
Would you ever add someone to this band, or is it too new to really decide that?
No.
Probably not.
No. Probably not. You're comfortable with working with each other.
Yeah.
Nice.
I feel like we're really close. We've known each other for a long time. I feel like it'd be really hard to find someone that like didn't kind of feel left out.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. And I feel like music, there's not, I don't know, talking only does so much. So you kind of have to feel it out in terms of like what you create.
Yeah.
So that'd be hard if you added a different person. Interesting.
Yeah.
And you guys, your first show was last March, right? Mm-hmm. Am I right in that? And you've played a few shows since then. Has it gotten less nerve wracking to play live? Because I feel like that's like really scary, playing in front of an audience.
I don't, it depends on the size for me.
The size of the audience?
Yeah.
Or like the venue?
We're both kind of like, the less people that there are, the more nerve-wracking it is.
Interesting.
Because I feel like...
You feel like they're judging you harder?
You can see more like if it's just two people looking at you rather than it's like...
Instead of like a full crowd.
Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. Has it gotten easier though, like throughout the year that you've been playing together or not? Not really.
Not for me.
It's gotten harder.
Really?
I feel like it's just like plateaued. I'm just like always nervous.
That's interesting because I feel like you're behind the drums. Like you're easier to hide away from the crowd than Charlie is. But that's still understandable because there's a lot going on, and I don't know.
There's only two of us, so I feel like that is like, and I don't draw that much attention. I don't think so. It's kind of like it's split between the two of us rather than if it was like there were like four people like in front and then like a drummer in the back. I feel like it's a little bit more
there's more people to look at, so you don't feel stared at as much. Interesting. And this is a little random, but Sophia, you play the drums left-handed, which doesn't seem like that. I didn't even realize that was a thing until like today, really. But you play like with the snare on the other side and everything. Is that, what did you ever consider playing the drums right-handed?
I didn't feel like conforming to like right-handed drum set, so I was like, I'm gonna switch it and no one's gonna tell me that I can't.
Nice.
So I did.
Good for you. Yeah, that's crazy. Do you know anyone else who plays the drums left-handed, or you stand alone in your endeavor?
No, usually they'll play like a right-handed drum set if they're left-handed.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because I've never ever seen this, so I don't know. It seems like interesting, because I feel like you could just learn how to play it right-handed. Like the first time you learn how to play a drum, even if you're left-handed, you could just conform, but that's interesting that you decided to not do that. I don't know. And last random question before we go to the music. This has taken a turn a little bit, but I saw on your Instagram something about Trinidad.
Yeah, that's where we were from before we came up here.
Oh, really? That's so cool. Nah. So, not anymore.
It's not cool.
Oh, it's not cool. Sorry.
It's all right.
You used to live there, or...?
We used to live there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I was gonna ask what the music scene's like there, if there even is one.
Non-existent.
Non-existent. So both of you are from there?
Yeah.
From Trinidad? That's cool. And is that where you guys met in fourth grade? I just assumed it was, I don't know, in Colorado, which is a dumb assumption. But
it is Colorado.
I'm really
it's
smart.
It's like a very no, you're good. It's like a very, very small town. It's like 20 minutes away from the New Mexico border.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And there's no music scene there, pretty much.
No. I mean, they have, like, a blues fest, but that's... we don't play blues, so...
You don't play blues, so you're like, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
True. And you guys both live in Fort Collins now?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. How's the scene been treating you?
We have shows now, so better.
So better. True. That was a great answer. Well, on that note, should we get back to the music?
Yeah.
Okay. The next song coming up is called 4 AM by Modern, right here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. Thanks for listening.
I'm overthinking at 4 AM. Still sleeping and I'm bored thinking. About the lights changing, the room breaking stuff in my brain. About the things you think of every day, but never have the guts to say. I think they know the soul.
That was 4 a.m. by Modern. Up next is their song, Bloom, only here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Tell me how we're gonna move along. Just let it go and move along. Can you forget I said and move along? Just let it go and move along. Just move along. I'm pretty tired of apathy, 'cause I'm far from carefree, and it's only about a 20-minute walk from here to the edge of insanity. Though I guess I just move along and watch you turn is done. And if I can make you care, then I could anymore. And I've been trying not to try, just ends up worse every time. So I guess I just move along. When I'm right, do you think we can move along?